You're listening to The Darling Download on SEN Track.
Well, Shane, tips are coming up in the next part of the program on this Saturday morning, an eight-race program at Toowoomba this afternoon. But our special guest this week is a lady returning to the saddle after a couple of injury battles, but good to see her back, Sky Bogan-Hooper. Good morning. Thanks for your time, Sky.
Good morning.
Over to you, Shane.
Hi, Sky. We just wanted to go through a few of your rides coming up tonight. Five rides tonight, so a busy time. We'll start with the second. You're a number four here, Stormtrooper for Brett Sturgis.
Yep. I haven't rode the horse before, but I see it's got fair enough form. It's been running more around the bush, but it obviously has a bit of speed over the 1,000, like that distance, and it's been racing well, so it should run all right.
Yeah, it's a pretty even sort of race. This the one I was probably most particularly interested in was your ride in race three here with number two, Orsetto. I sort of noticed him sort of flashing from the back over an 800-metre race last start at Ipswich, and he's got a good gait here and he looks a good chance.
Yeah, I was really happy to get on him. I've seen he's been running super races at Ipswich over the half mile, so another horse that's in form, and yeah, he should get a nice crack at them.
So, and last time he was at Toowoomba also, he did run second to Sequoise, who was a pretty sharp sort of horse from the Tony Sears yard. So good form lines there, and looks to be probably one of the better chances, did you think?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, yeah, I was happy to get on him.
And in race four, you're on Harry Style here for Todd Banks, who was not a bad runner. Sort of spotted him making ground when he ran fourth, first up from a spell, went around about $81. I don't think he'll go around at that price this week. It was a pretty good effort.
Yeah, he's probably, I think, my best ride, to be honest. I really like the way he ran fresh, first up over two short for him. I've won on him over the mile, I'm pretty sure, a while back before he had things go wrong, and he won very well. And it feels like the same this time. I'm really confident now he's back to the mile. He will do what he did last time.
Okay, I just have to make a little note there because I had you penciled in for race three, but it might be a race-to-race double. Sound pretty confident with that one. race seven, Out of Step for Phyllis Kalinowski.
Yeah, look, it's no superstar. I haven't rode it before. I've just had a look at its form. But, look, any maiden at Toowoomba is always very open. And it surprised me before on horses that, you know, I thought are quite average and they've come out and run good races. And this horse hasn't been getting beat too far in probably a bit stronger company. So it's likely to run a nice race.
So we mentioned before, just as we introduced you, that you sort of had a few injury battles this year and not sort of long back into the saddle. And how's things all going with the, you know, with overcoming those injuries and the health and fitness and everything?
Terrific. Fingers crossed, knock on wood. I've been very blessed and fortunate to come back from that big brain injury that I had a year ago, or probably over a year ago now. I'm 100% working wise in the brain and everything. So, yeah, I've just been loving it. And it's been great to just be doing what I love and not being injured. So, I'm very lucky.
And, Sky, it was a dramatic fall. Sorry, Shane, I just wanted to butt in if I can. Yeah. It was a dramatic fall, and it has really changed your life because you're now studying. You've become intrigued, would that be a fair word, about the way the human brain works and what it's capable of?
Oh, 100%. I'm absolutely fascinated. Just before you rung, I was reading a neuroscience biology on the mind book that I've got from the library at my uni. I just can't get enough of the brain. I enrolled in a psychology degree first, and then changed over to a nursing degree to eventually become a clinical neuro nurse. I'm still looking at other avenues as well. I'm that fascinated that I absolutely love it. So it was a bad thing, but I come out of it great, and also it changed my life for the better, I think, because I love the riding, but I can't do it forever. It's pretty injuries to get over, getting hurt, and it just gives me another career when I walk away from riding. It's just been a blessing and opened a whole new world up to me, and yeah, it's really changed my life.
And how do you cope with riding, track work, and all the study and the tutorials? You must have your life really well balanced.
It's full on. Lucky I'm a person that hates getting bored. I love being busy, so it really suits me. And I did some placement for uni actually at a aged care place out at Pittsworth not long ago in June, and from that I got a job at St Andrew's Hospital, and I have that as well, AIN, assistant nursing job, so I get paid to learn. I'm absolutely loving it as well, so I'm very busy. There's not much time to sleep or anything, but it's just terrific. I couldn't be happier. So yeah, I'd have to juggle it a fair bit. I did an exam at Ipswich Races last week before I ran out onto the mounting yard to get on my horse. But it's just the way I've got to do it to get where I want to be. I've got a lot I want to be. So,
I mean, this is a major thing to be doing for anyone, let alone someone who's got a profession as a jockey. You were the first female to win the premiership at Clifford Park as well. So you had a well-established career, a major incident in your life, a really devastating injury has led to something that potentially, if it wasn't for that fall, you wouldn't have even be doing what you're doing now, would you?
Yeah, 100%. The whole time, I've rode for over 10 years, amazingly, it doesn't feel that long, but the whole time I always thought I'll go back to uni, because before I started riding, I was actually at uni down in Sydney and I deferred to ride, but I didn't know what I wanted to do back then. And yeah, it just led me to this now, but I'm so glad I went back, because yeah, if it didn't happen, I'd like it not to have happened, but yeah, if it didn't happen, I'd just be riding around not knowing what I would do when I finish, because you can't ride forever. No one can. And it's given me a whole new purpose. And I believe I'm riding well. I'm not getting on the rides I used to. It's changed a lot that way since I've been out so long. People have got in my spot a bit, and that's fine. I enjoy just getting what I get and doing the best with that. But, you know, I've got my premiership, so I was the first woman, the only woman so far to win a Wheatwood up here. I've won all the main races up here. So, you know, I've done well. So it doesn't worry me as much anymore. I'm not as fierce with that anymore, chasing premierships and everything. Like, if it happened, it happened. But I've got something else in my life. So it's balanced my life out and probably made me a happier person out of it.
Yeah, that's interesting, because now I would imagine the riding and going to the races every day, it's more about that enjoyment as opposed to, okay, I need a winner or two today to get this ride or that ride. You're now purely a jockey and an athlete that understands the importance of loving what you do.
Yeah, definitely. I actually think I ride like this, not putting as much pressure on myself. I used to put so much pressure on myself. I would leave the races. I've told Johnny Tapp I'd kick the bag, I'd have the shits, I wouldn't get tea because I was so dirty on myself if I rode one bad or didn't win. And, like, don't get me wrong, I rode one bad, I know, and I think, well, I'm proof on it, but I don't sit around and stew on it. I go, if I have a bad day at the races, I go home and do my study, and it takes my mind off it, and I actually believe I'm better for it.
How long have you got to go?
For the degree, it's another 2 years for my nursing degree, and I can work as a registered nurse and do an extra year specialising while I work to become a clinical neuro nurse. So I've already down a year, and I can't believe it. Like, it's gone so quick. It'll go quick. We have to do 800 hours of clinical practice placement, so the time will fly. I'll be that busy. So, you think 2 years, but it'll go quick.
So potentially in 2 or 3 years, Sky, you get a major career decision to make, don't you? Do I continue to try and juggle these things and enjoy what I'm doing, or do I love this job that I've got now, this opportunity I have to continue a career that's going to take me well into, you know, the prime of my life, or do I still ride horses every now and again? It's that crossroad coming up in a few years, isn't it?
Yeah, and to me it'll be easy because, you know, it could happen before then that I just do more shifts in the hospital. If I ever come to a point when I'm riding and I feel nervous or scared, I would walk away. I always had that in my head. I do it while I enjoy it and I'm fearless. But if it ever changed for some reason, which it can with people, that would be it. You know, I'd walk away. But at the moment, yeah, it would. If I'm still loving it like I am now, I'd probably try and squeeze in chocolate some mornings and everything and some races when I could, because I do. I love it. It's a release. And the same as the hospital, it's a release from, you know, the hard bits of the racing industry. Mm. So they kind of balance each other at the moment.
Oh, look, it's a wonderful story that you're able to overcome such a devastating fall. But not only overcome the fall, but it's changed your life in such a positive way. And now, in years to come, and even now, because you're learning, you've got that placement at St Andrews, you're helping other people. You're changing other people's lives as well. So well done.
Yeah, it's been great. I feel very blessed and lucky. And I believe it's made me a better person. It's making me a better person working at the hospital. Just, it brings you down to earth. You know, you appreciate your health when you see other people go through, and it's very satisfying to help them.
Oh, good on you, Sky. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Shane, and I really appreciate it. And Shane got the pencil out there. He's got a couple of things he's written down, so he'll keep an eye on you this afternoon. And congratulations and good luck with that, with the rest of the study. You're a better person than I, because I just couldn't stick that out, and more intelligent than I will ever be. So congratulations and thanks for your time.
No, thanks, guys. Thanks very much.
No, thanks there, Sky Bakenhuber. What a terrific story. And out of what could have been a tragedy comes a wonderful story, Shane. So, you know, she should be very proud of what she's achieved, not only on the track, as she mentioned, that first female and the only female to win the championship and the Wheatwood and all that sort of stuff. And now, more importantly, the study she's doing and the help she's giving to people in situations that she knows exactly what they're going through, but also the fact that you can come out the other side.
Yeah, it's a great story. It's interesting to listen to it, particularly when sort of Sky mentioned about sort of making her a better person and knowing there's more to life than racing, and she seems to be enjoying it more. And I think the results are probably there on the track too. Sky said herself that she's not getting as many or as good a rides as she once was, but she feels she's riding well. And I think that's sort of been the result. She's sort of giving them every chance and finishing sort of above market expectation in a lot of instances. So. And she can ride a couple of winners for us tonight then by the sound of it, so we'll get
well,
on board.
We better take a break, because I have a feeling that there might have been a bit of rubbing out or additions to your tips for today after speaking to Sky then. So we'll take a break. We'll come back with your forecast for this afternoon's 8-race meeting at Clifford Park. It's all thanks to Aquis, Australia's leading stalling facility, and the Toowoomba Turf Club. Clifford Park Racecourse, catering for any size event or function. cliffordpark.com.au. A break, and back with more on the Darling Download.